Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? It's Jason Kelly. Due to the language on this episode, listener and parental discretion is advised. All right, Bumper, let's hit it.
If it's Friday, then it must be time for the one and only 30JK. Right here, right now, on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your studio announcer, Bumper Morgan.
And now
your host,
Jason Kelly. That's right. Chill. Come on. Yeah. Let's go. Well, here we are again, party animals, 30JK of a Blog Talk Radio. My name, of course, is Jason Kelly. Thank you, Bumper Morgan, for that wonderful welcome. Yes. Another week is in the book. Time for work to be done. Let's go, old school rolling, everybody. Yeah, buddy. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. So the JK Nation in the building. Yeah, baby. Woo-hoo-hoo. How we doing? Y'all feeling all right? All right. Yeah. I'm happy to see you, too. All right. 2 days episode, ladies and gentlemen. I am going to talk to you about Steve Harvey and Miss Universe. That's right. The Miss Universe pageant, the mistake heard all around the world. That's right. Now, those of you that watch TV and watch TV long enough know all about this. Okay. We have, on one end of the spectrum, Ms. Colombia, or Colombia, as you would pronounce it, Colombia. And then on the other side is Miss Philippines, the award spot. Okay? it was beginning to be the ending of an awesome Miss Universe pageant. Except when Steve Harvey was to announce the winner. He announced the winner as Miss Colombia, okay? Everybody was on their feet cheering and screaming and crying and all that kind of stuff. Went on for a few good minutes, and then the inevitable happened. That's right. Steve made a mistake. He read the results wrong. That's right. He read the results wrong. Second runner-up was correct. It was USA. But the winner wasn't Colombia. The first runner-up was Colombia. The winner of the 2015 Miss Universe was the Philippines. And hey, I was just as shocked as she was. I'm as shocked as anybody and everybody else watching. Because nobody would ever make a mistake like that. I'll say that much. But Steve graciously took it as his responsibility because, as MC, he saw the mistake. He owned up to it. He told everybody that he was going to take full responsibility, and so he did. But little did he know, that never ever comes without a price. So many memes and very, very rude comments. Very awful comments about Steve and that particular mistake. Wow. I know that kind of hurts, but you know, Steve being Steve, you know, that's just water off his back. You know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna let nothing or nobody mess up his great day. And let me say this, 30 JK Nation. Steve Harvey is a human being just like you and me, okay? He can make a mistake. He's human. He has the right to do so. As much as anybody else around this planet who are human beings. I mean, they should be happy with the apology. Why waste your energy running racist comments about what he did? Yeah, I saw that on my feed too. You just don't do shit like that at all. That guy, Steve Harvey, is a man of respect. And he should be given respect. Even when he made a mistake, like a Miss Universe mistake. I'm only being real, 32 cadence. I'm only being real. Okay, put yourself in Steve's shoes. Three lovely women doing their best to please the judges. How would you read the card when they give the results to you? That's my question. How would you read the card, the results handed to you? And to those people that wrote on Steve's Twitter page like that, how fucking dare you? You don't know him like that to say stuff like that. Do not do that shit. Ever do that. Imagine if that was you on stage with all the lights in your face and the cameras in your face. What would you do? I'm waiting. And while I'm on that subject, both Miss Colombia and Miss Philippines are taking this like gentle lady. And all this talk about, you know, Miss Colombia should have won and all that kind of stuff. What's up with that? You're listening to 30JK Blog Talk Radio. For those of you tuning in, I'm Jason Kelly. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to contact me, phone number is really simple to remember. It's 347-857-2310. It's 347-857-2310, or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. JKFX, C4LIF, we all capital, all one word. You for the word, and you know that's word. Tell me about your thoughts. Tell me about your thoughts about the results. I'm kind of... I'm just kind of miffed that someone would do that to Steve like that. And why? I don't understand. Steve is a well-respected person. He's got his own business. He's got his talk show. He's got a Family Feud going on. And wow, he doesn't have time to dwell on what he did. Man, you just don't do that. I mean, some people
Some people even could have gone to jail for something like that. You just don't know that yet. If you were ever in Steve's shoes, I bet if you made that same mistake, everybody would do the same thing to you. Wouldn't they? Oh yeah, they would. That way, you would understand how he would feel if he wouldn't have made the mistake. That's how I'm looking at it. That's how I would have seen it. That's just one thing you just don't do. Racial slurs is just not the way to do things. Wow. I am just amazed. I'm just amazed. I'm still just amazed on how they get it. Now, I'm looking at the word spots here. And see, that's what I like about this woman here, Pia Alonzo Wurzbach, okay? She says, I want to see him back because I really like his hosting style. I think the good thing about Steve Harvey hosting is that we got the attention of a lot of people. I'll say that. Man. Wow. I know how you feel, Miss Columbia. Wow. I wish these motherfuckers would just leave him alone and just do some real news, man. Wow. So many times, so many times he apologizes and apologizes and apologizes, man. Man, I'm just looking at so much stuff here about it. It's just, you know, how dare you? How dare you use racist slurs and curse out Steve Harvey like that? You just don't do that. If he makes a mistake, you know, just be professional about it. That's the best thing you can do. Man, I'm just speechless. Very, very speechless. Oh, man. All right, guys. I'm about out of here. Go with the rule, though. Doing to others as you would have been doing to you. Go to JK. Hoping you have a great day. Much love. Peace out. Horns up, head up, keep your chin up. And Steve Harvey, keep your head up, bro. Keep your head up. I'll see you next week for another edition of the show. You know where. 4 Central, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And, hey, we'll catch you on the other side, all right? Peace and much love. Keep it old school rolling. I'm out.
Thank you.